Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dhamper Bio Organics Limited Q4 FY24 and FY24 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agrawal, Head, Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhamper Bio Organics Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gautam Goyal, Managing Director, and Mr. Nalin Gupta, CFO. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Gautam.
Thank you, Naveen. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this earnings call to discuss the operational and financial performance for the quarter and full year ended 31st March 2024. The company's results and investor presentations have already been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company's website. The sugar season 2023-24 has perhaps been the most volatile year in over a decade. You would recall multiple reports and trade organizations had penned down a substantial reduction of about 20%-30% from the previous season in the Maharashtra and Karnataka regions, and they had projected Uttar Pradesh to crush similar to marginally higher cane as compared to the previous year. The gross sugar estimates for Maharashtra ranged from 8-9 million metric tons and 4 million tons for Karnataka. UP was projected to produce about 12 million tons of gross sugar production, and the country's gross sugar production was estimated to be around 30 million tons. These same bodies had further projected a further drop in Maharashtra and Karnataka for 2024-25 sugar season, and some were even predicting a need for imports in 2025. This perceived potential shortage resulted in the government's decision to restrict the diversion of sugar to ethanol to 1.7 million metric tons. The final sugar numbers gave a completely different picture. The gross sugar production in Maharashtra and Karnataka is estimated to be 11.5 million tons and 5.5 million tons, respectively, and UP's gross sugar production should be around 11.2 million metric tons. The country's gross sugar production is estimated to be just over 34 million metric tons, and the net sugar production will cross 32 million metric tons. ISMA has projected a net diversion of about 2.2 million metric tons into ethanol, and the sugar consumption is estimated to be in the region of 28.5-29 million metric tons, and the closing stock would be a comfortable 8.5-9 million metric tons. This increased sugar production, coupled with pre-monsoon showers in the western region, along with the projected transition of El Niño to La Niña, will ensure adequate cane availability going forward. We are therefore confident of the restoration of the policy to encourage diversion of sugar towards ethanol. The sugar prices in north are hovering around 39 rupees a kg and 36 rupees a kg in the western part of the country. With the increased cost of production, which includes the already announced FRP of rupees 340 for the sugar season 2024-25, ISMA has requested for a commensurate increase in the minimum selling price of sugar, which has remained unchanged at 31 rupees a kg since 2018-19. Let me now give a brief synopsis of the international markets, which continued their decline due to the improved supplies from all major producers like Brazil, Thailand, and adequate domestic availability in India. The projected deficit is expected to turn surplus in 2024-25. The markets from the high of $0.28 have recently dropped to $0.1910 on the May NY 11, number 11, a drop of over 30%. Ethanol parities at $0.145. Ethanol parities are still at $0.145, which means sugar at the current level this ratio favors a diversion to further sugar production and could potentially make the international prices go down even further. The Brazilian crush started on time and the mix is estimated to be 52% in favor of sugar. And the total sugar production is expected to be around 42 million tons in this season. Thai crop numbers have also improved with the overall sugar production of 8.8 billion metric tons, up from their initial estimate of 8 million metric tons. For the next year, the crop is expected to further improve with an estimated production of about 11 million metric tons. EU crop is expected to be the same as last year, but due to excess imports from Ukraine, there is stress building up and we may see up to 2 million tons of exports from EU to the world markets. Pakistan too is expected to allow 300,000 metric tons of sugar exports and the notification could be expected any time. Most of these sugars will find home in the region like Afghanistan and other sort of neighboring countries. Out of the total ethanol requirement of 825 crore liters, the OMCs have finalized 320.53 crore liters for the ethanol supply for the year 2023-24, which is basically from November to October. Against the set contracts, 234.74 crore liters has already been supplied, with the sugar sector supplying 130.47 crore liters and the balance 104.27 crore liters has been supplied by the grain sector. The current blending percentage is 11.98%. In the sugar year 2023-24, the C-heavy derived ethanol prices have increased from 49.41 rupees per liter to 56.28 rupees per liter. And so far, the price for B-heavy and syrup-based ethanol remains unchanged to 60.73 and 65.73 rupees per liter, respectively. While the maize-derived ethanol prices have been increased from 66.07 rupees a liter to 71.86 rupees per liter. The price of ethanol from broken rice remains unchanged at 64 rupees a liter. We believe we were nimble enough to navigate this volatile year and our decision to defer the greenfield distillery in Meerganj has been further vindicated. We remain on target to convert part of our distillation capacity to handle dual feedstock and believe this will enhance our ability to mitigate risk and increase profitability. We saw a sharp decrease in revenues primarily due to lower sales of sugar and ethanol. The sugar sale was reduced due to a ban on sugar exports and lower sugar quotas. We sold 29.68 lakh quintals this year as against 38.3 lakh quintals in the domestic market and our exported quantities of 0.68 lakh quintals as compared to 6.98 lakh quintals during the previous years. Our ethanol sales too saw a reduction to 7.95 crore liters this year as compared to 8.75 crore liters last year. Nalin will elaborate in greater details about the breakup during his presentation. Our continuous cane development efforts resulted in improved gross recoveries. Our gross recovery stood at 11.37% this year as compared to 11.01% last year. This improvement of 0.36% in our recovery, coupled with higher bagasse savings, we were able to considerably mitigate the increase in cost brought about by the 20 rupees a quintal hike in the SAP in UP. Our cane development efforts also helped in minimizing our reduction in cane crush to about 10% as compared to our peers in our operating areas. These measures have resulted in an overall increase in our margins. We believed our increased closing stock of sugar of 226.95 lakh quintals as compared to 14.71 lakh quintals along with better margins will give us sustained profitability going forward. Our country liquor sale volume in our spirits segment had an impressive growth of about 115%. Our sale volume stood at 2.54 million cases as compared to 1.16 million cases last year. I now invite Nalin, our CFO, to give a deep dive into the financial and key operating numbers. Thank you.
Thank you, Gautam, and good afternoon, everyone. I'll begin with the standalone financial highlights for Q4 and full year for this financial year ended 31st March 2024, followed by the segmental highlights. Revenue for Q4 FY24 stood at ₹594.62 crores as against 917.48 crores in Q4 FY23. EBITDA for Q4 FY24 stood at ₹87.06 crores as against 115.61 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. EBITDA stood at 161.3 crores for this financial year as against 212.9 crores in FY23. EBITDA margin for the quarter was at 14.64% as against 12.60% in Q4 FY23. Profit after tax stood at 41.22 crores as compared to 81.95 in the same period last year. Profit after tax margin for the quarter was at 6.93% versus 8.93% in Q4 FY23. We recorded a revenue of 2,061.16 crores in FY24 as against 2,648.6 crores in the previous year. Revenue includes 530 crores of excise on country liquor as compared to 247 crores of excise last year. So the net of excise turnover stood at 1,831 crores as compared to 2,402 crores last year, down by 24%. EBITDA for FY24 was at 161.6 crores as against 212.91 crores in FY23. EBITDA margin was at 6.84% as against 8.04% in FY23. Adjusted EBITDA margin stood at 6.98% in FY24 after adjusting for one-off levy expense and one-time income from sale of our premises. Profit after tax stood at 48.82 crores against 112.02 crores last year. Moving on to the segmental highlights, beginning with the sugar segment. Revenue in the sugar segment was at 437.98 crores in Q4 FY24 as against 107.88 crores in FY23. Sugar segment's contribution in revenue was at 64%. As compared to 74% in the same quarter last year. Segmental EBIT was at 67.69 crores in this quarter as against 86.35 crores. EBIT margins for this segment were at 15.46 as against 10.69% in Q4 FY23. Sugar revenue was at 1,590 crores in FY24. As against 2,252 crores in FY23. Segmental EBIT was at 79.41 crores in this fiscal as against 101.7 crores in the previous financial year. EBIT margin for the financial year for this segment were at 4.99% as against 4.52% in FY23. We crushed 41.44 lakh tons of cane during FY24. As against 43.22 lakh tons in last year. Sugar production in FY22 stood at 4.23 lakh tons as against 3.51 lakh tons in FY23. We diverted 42,980 tons of sugar as compared to 59,000 tons of sugar towards B-heavy drive ethanol. We have diverted sugar cane of 31,150 tons of sugar cane towards sugar juice drive ethanol in FY24 as against 59,888 tons in FY23. Our cane recovery efforts have paid off as net recovery for the quarter came to 10.3% as against 9.4% in FY23. We sold 79,820 tons of sugar in Q4 FY24 as compared to 84,330 tons in Q4 FY23. We sold 3.03 lakh tons of sugar against 4.53 lakh tons including exports of 69,870 tons in the previous year. These sugar quantities are for the financial year. Average sugar realization stood at 38,350 per ton against 36,684 per ton in FY23. Sugar inventory as on 31st March 24 stood at 2.69 lakh tons of sugar, which has been valued at 34.75 per ton. Sugar inventory as on March 24 included white sugar of 2.1 lakh tons and 0.5 lakh tons of raw sugar. White sugar has been valued at 35.167 per ton. Sugar inventory stood at 1.47 lakh tons valued, which was valued at 33,929 per ton as on 31st March 23. It is pertinent to note that increase in sugar cane price has been partly offset by our better recovery. We generated 302.5 million units of power in FY24 as against 345.31 million units in the last year. We exported 96.81 million units at an average realization of 3.44 per unit in FY24 as compared to 146.73 million units at an average realization of 3.3 per unit in FY23. We also sold 2.13 lakh tons of bagasse for an amount of 49 crores in FY24 as against 1.51 lakh tons of bagasse for an amount of 51 crores in FY23. Now moving to our biofuel and spirit segment. This segment reported a revenue of 98.5 crores in this quarter as against 151.98 crores in Q4 FY23. Segmental EBIT was at 16.28 crores with an EBIT margin of 16.53. Biofuel segment contributed 14% of the revenue, almost same as Q4 23. Full year revenue for the fuel segment, biofuels segment was at 521.36 crores as against 563.76 crores in FY23. Segmental EBIT was at 56.44 crores as against 108.9 crores in FY23. EBIT margin was at 10.83% in FY24 as against 19.32% in FY23. We produced 93.14 million bulk liters of ethanol in this year, out of which 84.39 million bulk liters was derived from BAV, 3.5 million bulk liters was from syrup, while the remaining was from the CAV. In FY23, ethanol production stood at 98.06 million BL, with 51.31 million BL was from BAV and 46.7 million BL was derived from syrup. Ethanol sales were at 82.68 million bulk liters of ethanol at an average realization of 58.81 per BL in FY24, as against 88.52 million BL of ethanol sales at an average realization of 60.83 per BL in FY23. Out of total sales, 74.34 million BL were from B-heavy at an average realization of 60.02 per BL, against 46.72 million BL at an average realization of 58.74 per BL last year. Sugar syrup derived ethanol sales stood at 5.22 million bulk liters in FY24, which was primarily done in Q1, against 40.8 million BL in FY23, as there was no diversion of sugarcane towards ethanol in current season. ENA sale stood at 11.1 million bulk liters, including outside sale of 3.1 million in FY24, as compared to 5.2 million bulk liters, including outside 1 million sale of ENA. Ethanol stock as on 31st March 24 stood at 7.74 million bulk liters of ethanol, as against 5.54 million bulk liters as on 31st March 23. Coming to the cantilever segment, we reported a revenue of 147.67 crores in Q4 FY24 as against 131.47 crores in Q4 FY23. Segmental EBIT stood at 2.18 crores as against 33 lakhs in same quarter last year. EBIT margin stood at 1.48% in Q4 FY24 as against 0.25% in the corresponding quarter of the last year. EBIT margin based on the revenue net of excise stood at 13.6% in Q4 FY23 as against 2.41% in the corresponding quarter last year. Full year revenue for the country liquor segment was at 594.37 crores as against 275.63 crores in FY23. Segmental EBIT for the full year stood at 9.48 crores as against 1.31 crores in last year. EBIT margin stood at 1.59% in FY24 as against 0.48% in FY23. EBIT margin based on revenue net of excise for the full year is 14.7% as against 4.5% in FY23. We sold 25.04 lakh cases of country liquor in this year as against 11.62 lakh cases in FY23. Average realization was at 281.51 net of excise per case as against 250.14 per case in FY23. Coming to our debt position, working capital utilization has been higher as compared to previous year on account of higher inventory. Net fund-based working capital utilization as on 31st March 24 stood at 804 crores as against 460 crores as on 31st March 23. Long-term loan as on 31st March 24 stood at 241.44 crores against 246.32 crores as on 31st March 23. We paid long-term loans of 78.28 crores in this year and availed fresh-term loans of 72.33 crores for the capexes. During next year, we don't foresee major capexes except for the capex for annual maintenance and part conversion of existing distillery into grain-based distillery. Company continues to be rated at A+ by the CARE. With that, I would request the moderator to open the floor for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take a first question from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Namaskar. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, Mr.
Haji Sanjeev ji. Namaskar ji.
Sir, my first question is that how much grain was crushed in the last season, that is 22-23, as against in this year up to March and hereafter also are we running all our mills or some of the mills have closed down? This I would like to understand first, sir. Thank you.
So, Mr. Damani, last year and during the season, we crushed 42.7 lakh quintals of cane.
Yes, sir.
Last year, we had 42.7 lakh tons of cane is what we crushed last year. Last financial year. Last sugar season, we crushed 42.7 lakh tons of cane. Sugar season, we should be crushing about little less than 38.5 lakh tons of cane. For the financial year, the number also will not be much different. I mean, financial year, what is the total cane?
Financial year, we crushed 41.44 in this financial year against 43.22 lakh tons last year.
So 43.22 for the financial year last year, sir, and 41.44 for the financial year this year. For sugar season, 42.7 and 38.3. Roughly 38.5.
Sir, actually, for sugar season only I wanted the figure. So for the season, I am taking it as 42.7, right, last year. And haan this ji. Year, 38 only,
38.5 only. 38.5, haan ji. And now one of aapka to dusra sawal tha, sir, humari, Our Mansoorpur unit is still running. We should be probably shutting down operations in the next couple of days.
Okay. The rest of the mills are all closed, sir.
Haanji.
Crushing is stopped at all other mills. So now coming to, can you give a small commentary about some extra efficiency that you could generate or extra cane procurement you could do unit-wise? A small commentary on that, I think we have some three or four locations of sugar mills. So can you make a small commentary on it so that we understand which are the units which are having good availability of cane, had good availability of cane this year, and what are the likely prospects in next season also, sir? And as to some red rot or any other problem is likely to occur, or are we out of that? Because we understood that in some of the area in Western UP, this problem had emerged in certain areas. So kindly give your reply. Thank you.
Sanjeevji, as you correctly mentioned, so let me first give you on the cane. We have our sugar factory. Our three basic districts, and the three districts are Asmoli is the biggest sugar factory, which is in the Sambal district. Our cane reduction in Asmoli, last year we had crushed 17.4 lakh tons of cane. This year we will be doing just a little less than 15 lakh tons of cane.
Okay.
14.9 is the cane crush this year in Asmoli. Asmoli saw a 14% cane drop in cane crush. In this region, our neighboring factories have seen a cane drop to the tune of anything between, say, 25 to about 30%.
Okay, sir.
Roughly the factories in our neighboring areas or our colleagues have seen about a 25 to 30% cane drop, and our cane drop has been restricted to 14-odd%. The second factory, Mansoorpur, the second biggest factory, Mansoorpur, which is in West UP, our cane crush last year was 14.6 lakh tons of cane. This year we should be crushing about 13.7 lakh tons of cane.
Okay.
Our cane drop here will be just about 5.5-odd%, which is commensurate with our other colleagues in this area.
Okay.
The third factory, Mirganj, last year we crushed 10.5 lakh tons of cane, and this year we have crushed 93.5 lakh tons of cane, and our cane drop is 11%. Again, over here, the average drop of all our neighboring factories is in the region of 20%.
Okay.
As a group, our average drop is about 11-odd%, 10.5 to 11%. And in our neighboring areas, in our region, the average drop that we see is amongst all the groups and the peers that we compare ourselves with is about, again, 17 to 18%.
Okay.
Some of them are higher than 20%. As Nalin and we were mentioning, our recovery, our net recovery and gross recovery is higher this year. In the financial year, we are higher by a gross recovery after diversion, before diversion, is 0.37% higher during the financial year. And
okay.
Please keep in mind, this is also because most of the factories shut down in the peak recovery area.
Okay.
Peak recovery pay because they were shut down, so this, in spite of that, the gross net recovery is higher. We believe if we had a normal season, this recovery could have been 0.45 to 0.5 higher than last year.
Okay.
With regards to red rot, I don't think West UP is completely out of the woods. We are making all-out intensive effort towards containment of red rot, not to allow it to spread, eradication of infected bushes, and replacement of varieties into like CO118-15023. I do believe our cane development efforts that we have been talking about for the last 2 years, we do believe we are able to get some sort of sustained results, because our cane crushing, our recoveries have improved and our crushing drop is not been as drastic. As compared to next year, we are not seeing an excessively high increase in cane acreage.
Okay.
And this is also validated by our colleagues and everybody else in the region. The cane acreage in UP, we are not really seeing any increase. And iske do basic karan hai, because again during peak planting time, a lot of factories are shut down, so there could be a lesser availability of seed. But internally, we don't see any drop in area. One or two of our factories will see a marginal increase in area. The final survey reports will only come out in end of June, early July.
Okay.
Apart from that, we do hope we will have better yields. Again, the cane development activities are working really hard to increase yields, increase the overall yields in our area. And hopefully with La Nina coming in and better monsoons and better spread of monsoon, that could become an improvement factor. Also, let's keep in mind, because factories shut earlier, so generally, historically, it's a return crop better rehti hai.
Return, next year crop will be even better than it, because we have closed our factory early.
That is what has been the trend in the past, that generally when the ratoon, then the plant, ratoon will have a little bit more time for growth, so usse thodi yield mein generally improvement rehta hai.
Very nice.
You know, a lot of things will have to happen between now and then, monsoons have to be good. And
I have other questions also, maybe you know some more people will be in the line, so I will rejoin the queue. I have some more questions on molasses stocks of B and C, and recently government has allowed B heavy to be remade. So are they giving some increased prices or not? All this is there. So I will come in the queue, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Sanjeevji.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Vivek Gupta from Novus Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. This is Vivek here. I have a couple of questions. I'll just maybe ask two of them. Regarding this pharma grade sugar, you we understand that the primary market is export market for the pharma grade, where you'll get better margins. But with exports not being there and you having to sell in the domestic markets, is there any differential or lower margin which you are seeing in the pharma grade sugar?
So would you want to ask both the questions, Vivek, then we can answer both of them?
Yeah, and just a smaller question. So in your Asmoli plant, the refining capacities, they are separate, like the pharma capacity and the regular refined sugar capacity, they are separate or they are constraining each other?
So, yeah, so coming to both the questions, thank you, Vivek. So, you are right in an assessment that the generally very often we see that the pharma grade, the international prices do tend to be higher. Apart from being higher, a greater volume is able to be exported. But we are also seeing a steady increase in demand in the domestic sector. So as I was mentioning in our presentation, because of you know, lower cost and also because of better product mix and better quality, we are able to see a steady increase in our margins. So our pharma grade facility allows us to make sugars of different grain sizes to look at the different market requirements. We hope this will help us continue to increase our value addition in this segment. With regards to our Asmoli capacity, our refining capacity we have, it is next to our existing refining capacity. We have about 1,800 tons of per day refining capacity in Asmoli, out of which 600 odd tons is able to produce farmer grade sugar and 1,200 will produce normal refined sugar. Trust this answers both your questions.
Yeah, that's so basically it's the total, it cannot be added.
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
So the refining capacity is actually the pharma grade is a subset of the refining capacity.
So 600 tons is the capacity which is able to produce pharma grade sugar, which is basically there are certain, you know, it's IP certified, you have different kind of some additional equipment there, and 1200 tons can only make conventional refined sugar.
Okay, got it. So just one more question I had is this country liquor, the quantum of sales, is it enough to meet the molasses obligation or is it lesser, higher?
So this year, the way our current growth is right now, see, the ENA we had to sell was obviously that we were falling short of our overall obligation. But going forward, we are very confident we should be able to meet pretty much our entire, give or take at least 90% plus of our entire obligation should come in from our own brand. This is our we do believe we should be able to get there to at least this level, if not meet our entire quantity, the entire commitment.
Okay, sir. And are there any plans of new products like biochemicals or CBG?
Well, we are waiting for the, see, first and foremost, we are already this year, we are in the process of converting our existing distillery into a dual feed distillery. Let the CBG policies and everything else becomes more crystal, but at least for the next 6 months, we don't see any major capex decisions. We'll wait and watch when the next year numbers, cane price, sugar price, MSP and everything becomes more clear.
Will the grain-based ethanol be having good margins or marginal?
Well, we hope they'll have good margins. Apart from that, they will help us let us have better capacity utilization. And our Asmoli unit is also, there is a lot of maize in this area, so we do believe we should have a good steady margin there.
So you rely more on locally procured maize rather than government maize?
Again, you know, whether we buy through the government or wherever the prices are cheaper, we'll get it from there every week.
Okay. Okay, so thanks a lot. These were the questions I had.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Karan Mehta from Nirzar Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, Mr. Mehta.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir, for giving me this opportunity. My first question is, how much is the revenue that we generated from branded sugar and what's our market share in this and what are our plans to grow this business?
So our market share isn't very high on this current. The exact revenue number, Nalin will just give it to you shortly. We are at this point of time not looking to be very aggressive in rolling the branded play. We do believe, medium term, we do believe there could be an opportunity here. On the immediate short term, that is for the next 6 months, I don't think we will have a greater volume, but we are doing some inroads and making some studies into both the kind of products we can offer, can we become multi-product, but it's still at a very early stage. We are still at the drawing board stage.
Okay. Secondly, sir, what's the impact of change in ethanol policy on our financials?
See, this had a, as we were mentioning, Karan, you know, two things. First and foremost, we do believe we would like to give ourselves a pat on the back. We timely took certain decisions which were deferring our Mirganj distillery when we started looking at the monsoon and the different kind of numbers coming out. Secondly, we do believe going forward in UP, at least, we do believe B-heavy probably will be a more viable option. We have adequate capacities there. The ethanol policy, as I was mentioning, with adequate, comfortable sugar stocks, and we don't see a big, big downside in the coming year. I mean, the overall numbers which are coming out, we could see some sort of 7 to 8% drop in overall raw sugar production. But we are comfortably placed with opening stocks and everything else. So we do believe the ethanol policy should be more favorable towards diversion. And whether the government will allow it in its entirety or whether they will be a little bit cautious, I guess as the season and the months unfold and the monsoons and all the other data starts coming out, we'll get a better handle.
Just getting a broad picture, like for H2, what's the impact that we faced?
Sorry, I didn't hear that question clearly. Could you repeat that?
For H2, what's the impact that we have faced due to the change in ethanol policy?
See, because of the government restricting the diversion of sugar into ethanol, we all had to go towards the ethanol. So we obviously will not have enough raw material available for the entire off-season. Our grain-based capacity is still not on stream. It will only come on to stream somewhere during Q3. So we do estimate that we will have some idle time in our distillery during the next 2 months, next 4 to 5 months.
Okay. Okay. And just a broad question over the ethanol thing. If we are to put up a greenfield sugar ethanol or a grain ethanol distillery, then what's the capex and asset turnover that we will be looking at?
See, I mean, we are right now only looking to convert our, about, you know, we have about 40% of our capacity to a dual feed capacity. So our capex is going to be considerably, is only a marginal capex.
Around
50 about 50, just we do hope it will be a little lower than 60 crores. And we are eligible for the interest subvention scheme of the Government of India for this said capex. And we do hope this will, what this will do is it will help us achieve maximum capacity utilization and give us the flexibility to do further, you know, value addition, whether we go in for B or we go in for C, and where do we believe we'll have a better value add, we will be able to play that game.
Sir, this question was just to understand the industry dynamics. Like, if any company wants to put up a sugar ethanol or grain-based ethanol distillery, then what's the asset turnover that they will be looking at? Just to understand that industry dynamics.
Very, again, very difficult. You know, this is a very broad-based question, which will have regional implications, capacities that people are going to look at. So there is no off-the-cuff number. You know, you'll have a different number for 100 KL versus 300, 500 KL, and which part of the country somebody is looking to put it up at.
Existing.
So I mean, honestly, I think this is going to be a little bit. You know, I mean, if I give you any number, it will be really. I would be very cautious in putting up a greenfield distillery at this point of time.
Okay. Fine, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you for all the clarification. Thank
Mr. Mehta, just to answer your question on the branded sale, we sold 31,000 tons of branded sale this year, which accounts for around 120 crores of turnover in our total sugar turnover.
Okay, for FY24.
At FY24, yes, that's true.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Rajkumar Vaidyanathan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes.
Good afternoon, Rajkumar ji.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Sir, I have three questions and one clarification. So should I go ahead and ask everything at one go, or should I ask one by one?
Please ask all three. We are writing it down, and it will be easier for us to answer. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, first question is, I would like to know what is the expected production for the current ongoing quarter. Because last year, the same quarter, you produced about 50,000 tons. So just wanted to know what would be the expected production for the current quarter. And also, do you expect the sugar quotas to go up in the upcoming months and quarters?
And do you have a third question, sir? Are these the only two questions that you have?
No, just two more questions. So one housekeeping question and then one question on the buying.
Okay. On the sugar quota, Rajkumar ji, you know, we historically, if you see, the quotas in the month of May and June are generally higher. Then during monsoon they come down, and then they become a little higher during the festive months. And this is also the election sort of time. So May, we do expect May and June quota to be on the higher side at least. I would not be surprised if they are, you know, 4 to 5% higher than last year. That seems to be the trend for the last 1 or 2 months also. Now, on our sugar production for the current quarter, 2.75 lakh tons is the sugar that we estimate to produce in this quarter.
Sorry, sir, what is the number?
27,500 tons, 2.75 lakh quintals is
okay.
What we expect to produce this quarter.
Okay. And sir, just, next one is on housekeeping question. So if I see the cost line items, employee cost and other expenses for the current quarter vis-a-vis the last year similar quarter, they are showing a significant drop. So just want to know, are there any one-offs or if you can give some color?
Mr. Mehta, this Rajkumarji, sorry, this cost drop in cost only because of the betterment and recovery. See, there was an increase in cane cost, which has been partly offset by the increase in recovery. So our cost has increased by 76 rupees a quintal.
Okay. No, I'm asking on the P&L side, if you see the numbers, absolute numbers. The employee cost for the current quarter is about 22.8 crores, 33.79. So, see, the question is, the employee, if you see the employee cost for the current quarter, it is 22.81 crores, the standalone financial, which are we 33.79 for the same quarter previous year.
Employee cost. Okay.
Employees cost. Mr. Ashwin, if you see the total cost, because see, it's being a seasonal industry, so total employee cost for the year is 93.94% as against 105%
for the quarter. So also employee cost, Rajkumar ji, I would imagine because the factory, some of the factories closed earlier than last year. So the seasonal people are paid off, and therefore you generally find a reduction in employee cost when the factory operation shut down because of the seasonal nature.
Okay. Got it, sir. And similarly, other expenses, the drop is significant. 122 crores last year vis-a-vis 77.
A reason for that is because in last year, in this quarter, there was export logistic cost on account of exports. That was the major contributor in other cost. And this year, we don't have any exports.
Okay. Got it. And so the last question is, plans for buyback, because you have deferred your, the expansion plans on the distillery side. That is one. And again, extending the same question, is there any difference between your unit vis-a-vis Dampur Sugars? Because if I see capacity-wise, everything is more or less similar, but Dampur Sugar is commanding better valuation in the market. So is there any reason? And on the name also, why we are having bio-organics the suffix to the name? So is there anything unique, we have compared to other sugar companies?
See, I will not be in a position to really talk about why the valuations and all. We are continuing to do our best, and we hope we will, our market cap and everything else improves as our performance continues to improve over the years. Bio-organics, as you understand, this was part of the overall Dampur Sugar Mills group. We do believe in the last 2 years since demerger, our overall average capacity utilization and cane crush has gone up. This year has been an aberration, but again, our drop has been lower than our peers. I would not like to mention names and, would not like to compare here. This is not the right forum for, not the way we would like to operate. Lastly, on the bio-organics, Ashkumarji, our vision and we've always been talking about, we do believe long-term it will be worthwhile for the company to explore the entire end of value additions with this sector, the opportunities this unfolds. So now ethanol, of course, is a big part. As they were mentioning, we continue to monitor and watch the bio-CNGs and the bio-fertilizers and other organic chemicals. This is part and parcel of what we are continuing to monitor and visualize. And whenever the times are opportune, we would like to get into some of these businesses. But as of now, we don't have anything concrete to announce. We don't have any plans for the immediate future to do a share buyback. Let the top line and the money come into the balance sheet, and then we will only after the money is realized and the money is realized in our balance sheet, then we will look at the best way to utilize this money, whether it's through buyback or to look at some other expansions or opportunities, acquisition opportunities.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. So I have two more questions. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you, Rasmus.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, firstly, if you could, you outlined 60 crore capex for retrofitting at a smaller unit. Other than that, what are the capex we have outlined for the other segment or for the whole year as a whole? What have you chalked out?
So, Saket ji, hamara baki ka dekhe jo normative capexes hote hai, some debottlenecking, replacement of worn out plant and machinery, depreciated equipment. We do believe our capexes should be in the region of 35 crores plus minus 5 crores is what we are projecting for the current off season.
But there is no capacity augmentation in any segment. It is all maintenance capex.
So we don't need capacity augmentation. We already crushed 4.27 crore quintals of cane, 42.7 lakh tons of cane last year.
Right.
And looking at the cane numbers, we don't see a big jump in the coming year. So, there is no need to do any major capex augmentation. When the cane crop goes up, and we have two of our units where there is potential for increase in cane crop, and we will try to time it accordingly.
Right. And your retrofitting work, when will that get commissioned?
We are targeting to have it ready in this calendar year, for sure.
Right. So when we look at our the government policy for the country liquor, it seems that maize will be the preferred crop for liquor, for country liquor going ahead, and biofuels would be the molasses part. So are we also working on the same same thought process, that the feedstock for the two segments would be different and will be there will be a stable policy on the same going ahead?
Actually, Saketji, I think, you know, for UP molasses, we do believe even in the near future will continue to be the preferred feedstock for country liquor. About more than 90% of the sale in UP is in country liquor, is in from molasses-based country liquor. And the price for maize-based country liquor is still higher than the sugar-based country liquor, so we don't see much of a market switch happening there in the near future. So we do. So therefore, we believe the opportunity will be to provide more grain-based ethanol towards the biofuel segment, and probably some part of our sugar-based alcohol will go towards country liquor as our market share improves. That seems to be our understanding for the coming years. But of course, if a better opportunity avails, you know, we will like to grab it immediately.
Except for FY24, our average realization for ethanol was lower than last year. So, please explain me.
So, I'm thinking it's because syrup quantity has also been lower. The B heavy and C quantities have come in, and the higher ENA percentage. Right. ENA is sold at 19.5 rupees towards country liquor. That is the price which UP government has sort of given a mandate for. So therefore, if that percentage increases because they have increased the ethanol ENA ratio, the ENA percentage has been, the country liquor obligation has been increased on all sugar factories. So coupled with the reduction in B and syrup-based alcohol, syrup-based ethanol commanded a premium of about 5 rupees over B, and it commands over a 10-15% premium over C.
Please come again for the last part I missed.
After say last year we had a substantially higher syrup-based ethanol, and the balance quantity was B ethanol.
Right.
And the ENA percentage was lower because the obligations were lower.
So this season also the sugar season, the obligation is 19% only. The percentage has been kept same for the country liquor.
Haji, this year the obligation remains at 19%. But last year, 19% on B, 26% on C. But last year, if you recollect, they increased the obligation towards the second half of the season when the factory shut down. So the bulk, so they had increased from retrospective effect. So bulk of that impact, you know, that increased impact actually did not come in the previous financial year. It came in this financial year.
Right. And two small points and I'll join the queue. Firstly, on the branded sugar part, you mentioned about revenue of 124 crore. So for the full year. So how should we look at the margin profile? I think so we did around 1600 crore. Closer to 8-9% we have done from the branded sugar, and what kind of margins we attribute to the segment, and also going ahead, what can be the incremental sales from the branded sugar going ahead? How is the acceptance and the price point, if you could give some more understanding?
The branded sugar market continues to remain very competitive, but we don't want to discount our sugar and sell. Therefore, we do see a incremental volume growth. It will probably be a sort of low double digits. I'm not at this point of time we don't want to discount our sugar and squeeze our margins. That's not the game we want to play. So going forward also, we do expect our branded sugar business to continue to increase in a normal organic manner. The other question was, apart from branded sugar, I think that was it.
Okay.
That's what we see.
This was the only question, but what kind of growth can we see? We will be diverting more of the sugar into the branded part since we are commanding a premium. We just wanted to understand.
Our capacity is there, Saketji, as the demand keeps on coming up,
yes.
And if our distribution system as it keeps on improving. But too early to predict a big growth number. If you look at historical trends, about 10-15% growth would probably be the right number for our own brand.
Right. और सर फार्मा बेस पे कितना कंट्रीब्यूशन आ रहा है और इसमें कैसा ग्रोथ देख रहे हैं? आई थिंक सो वी हैव एलिडेड टू द फैक्ट दैट दैट्स आल्सो अ हाई मार्जिन सेगमेंट.
इट्स अ फार्मा मार्केट एज वी अंडरस्टैंड इट्स अ लॉन्ग टर्म प्ले टू मेक इनरोड. वी आई मीन कंपेयर टू लास्ट ईयर वी विल सी एन इंक्रीज इन वॉल्यूम. वी विल हैव अ कपल ऑफ यू नो मेबी अबाउट 25-30,000 टन्स ऑफ शुगर विल गो टुवर्ड्स दिस सेगमेंट इन डिफरेंट प्लेयर्स. बट यू नो this is a business which takes time to develop and grow. With certain institutions and pharma, they have a big, you know, lengthy qualification process. They have lengthy, you know, processes. So, but this is again a growing market. We do hope we will see double-digit sort of growth numbers here.
Last year's revenue. Mr. Kapoor, I request
you to join back the queue, please.
I'll join just sir. Me answer kiya. Main uski question kar raha tha. What was the last year sales number for the pharma grade sugar?
Last year was our first year and 90% of our sugar went for export. So we didn't have much quantities in the domestic market. We had about 10,000 odd tons last year.
Okay. For the closing remark, I'll come join the queue. But please do give an update.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kumar.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we request you to limit the questions to two per person. Kindly join back the queue for follow-up questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Devendra Chawla from Prasoon Exponentials. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I'm a bit new to the stock, so I just wanted to get a sense, what's the management's long-term vision for this business and what are the challenges they see coming up in the next couple of years to getting towards where they want to go?
Hi, Devendra. Sorry, I couldn't completely. There was a little disturbance. Your voice, we got lost. And would you start? Repeat the question, please.
Sure. So there's two parts. One is, what's the management's vision for this business? Because it seems like there's a lot of lines of business in the company currently. And the second is, what are the challenges that the management is seeing in this business at, over the next couple of years to get to where it wants to go?
So, we've always been very clear that we are looking to increase, enhance our profitability and have sustained growth. We've been focusing very extensively in augmenting our cane acreage and cane area. So, prior to this year, we did see a jump, about 10% jump over the last 2 years in our cane growth and cane crushing. This year, unfortunately, because of various weather-related factors, the cane growth numbers for UP in our parts were down by about 15-20%. But we do believe we did a good job by limiting it to about 10%. As we spoke about in the previous years, we are looking at continuous value addition and byproduct utilization. So ethanol capacities have been streamlined. Now we are looking at grain because, you know, we believe we have certain strategic advantages and able to source grain at a cheaper price, increase value there. And now we are seeing a certain amount of value addition play which could come in as our businesses in institutional sale and pharma sales develop, maybe branded play develops going forward. We could see some better value addition in our country liquor business. So those kind of things will come into play. And we will be prudent with our, you know, we will grow, we would like to grow, but grow cautiously and prudently. That has been our sort of mantra since the demerger. We've been sort of sticking to that.
All right. Thank you, Sujan.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vivek Gupta from Novus Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, one more question I had regarding ESG. There are various initiatives which is mentioned in the presentation. So is there a big cost attached to these initiatives, or how does it, does it affect margins?
No, see, we don't, we as a company do believe in ESG. That is something which we continue to do. But again, you know, we do like to believe it's all very prudently done. We believe long term it will also yield better results in our cane, our association with our farmers. We do believe it will also help us with marketing our products to the institutional customers that we are looking to do. But to answer your question, there is not any, I mean, there is no much, the cost structure is not anything significant. And if you see our overall cost, we are trying to be cautious about that, and we don't think we will go overboard in any of these expenditures.
So one last question on the cane crush. On hindsight, do you think the increase in capacity for cane crush
was earlier than it should have been, given that the production has been lower?
See, that is, the hindsight is 20, you know, we can always, hindsight is 20-20, as they say. But the best way to look at it is because of this, at least some of the last 2 years, if you see, we were able to do a steady growth in cane crush. And one of the reasons where reduction in capacity utilization or our reduction in overall cane availability is 10% is also a factor of having this enhanced crush. You don't see that season duration increase remaining same. You see the season duration decreasing, but the crushing capacity, the number of days reducing, but you crush the same amount of cane per day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, any of these capexes, you don't really do it for a year-on-year basis. There was a weather phenomena this year. There was certain, you know, yield phenomena, diversion phenomena were substantially higher this year because of certain policy reasons. And we do believe we will bounce back sooner than later.
Okay, so the recovery will be better because of the higher capacity, crushing capacity.
For sure, recoveries are better, and overall, even our average utilization will continue to improve. I'm very confident of that.
Sure. Thank you, sir. That's about it.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Namaskar. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I was going to ask you two things. One is molasses stock of B and C as on 31st March. That is my first question. And secondly, is government going to give an enhanced price for B heavy now? Because for C, they have revised by 6-7 rupees intermittently in the last year or in the first quarter of the this year. Kindly reply.
Sanjeev ji, second part ka main de deta hu aapko, jo stock ka number abhi Narin will just give it to you. Molasses B ki price pe we are requesting for a revision, but personally, if you ask me, I'm not hopeful. Next year, okay, they should definitely see it. We should hopefully see a revision. For this year, maybe not.
Okay, but still we are going to supply them made out of B only, or can we extract the B and fully make it recover the sugar and then sell it as tea? What
is the thoda sa hum logon ne last year planning karke our capacity to divert towards C. Jaise, you know, if you look at our Mirganj unit, did not have any capacity to make C.
Okay,
we had planned for it last year itself, and Mirganj mein hum C bana paaye, Mansoorpur Asmoli may be bana paaye, but to a little lower, we could not divert entirely, extract the entire sugar. Next year, I do believe B heavy will be there, but we will be able to play this game a little better because we will be more better equipped. But humko koi capex nahi karna pada sir iske liye.
Okay, acha sir, ab ye jo stock hum carry kar rahe hain molasses ka, jitna bhi tons ho sakta hai, usme se humko kitna liter ethanol ka sale milega? Ye main isliye janna chahta hu ki whatever is left out last year, to humko उस ऑपरेशंस के पेटे मतलब हम लोगों को और कितना रुपया अभी कंपनी में आएगा, दैट इज माय यू नो एस्टीमेट आई वांट टू मेक.
डबल सर, योर लास्ट क्वेश्चन लिंक टू द स्टॉक ऑफ मोलासेस एज ऑन 31st मार्च. सो वी हैव 210,000 क्विंटल्स ऑफ बी हेवी मोलासेस एंड 6 लाख क्विंटल्स ऑफ सी हेवी मोलासेस एज ऑन 31st मार्च.
राइट सर, और इसमें से हम कितना इथेनॉल दे पाएंगे?
इसमें जमानी साहब थोड़ा सा अभी टेंडर भी आ रहे हैं, कौन से क्वार्टर में कितना आएगा थोड़ा सा प्रीमेच्योर है कहना, बिकॉज ईएनए के कमिटमेंट्स भी हैं. सो यू नो, बट टोटल कैपेसिटी आप देखिए बी हेवी की, जनरली इंडस्ट्री स्टैंडर्ड इज इन द रीजन ऑफ 20, एनीथिंग बिटवीन 28.5 एंड सी की कैपेसिटी जनरली लोग देखेंगे तो 22 और 24 के बीच में रहती है. वी वर्क हार्ड टू ट्राई एंड सी हम लोअर लेंथ पे नहीं रहे, पर थोड़ा लेवी की ऑब्लिगेशन और गवर्नमेंट की कमिटमेंट्स को देख के क्वार्टर टू क्वार्टर अभी एग्जैक्ट नंबर नहीं दे पाएंगे सर.
ओके, अच्छा सेकेंडली सर, अभी अपना ये CO2 और फर्टिलाइजर का यदि हम सेल करते हैं तो उसमें से मोटा मोटी सालाना कितना रेवेन्यू आ जाता है?
फर्टिलाइजर पे हमने अभी पीडीएम पे वी हैव नॉट मेड द इन्वेस्टमेंट, गवर्नमेंट इज टॉकिंग अबाउट इट, वील वेट फॉर द इलेक्शंस टू बी ओवर एंड फॉर हैविंग अ कंप्लीट क्लैरिटी ऑन पॉलिसी.
ओके, आप पोटाश रिकवरी
अगेन वी डिपेंडेंट अपॉन द टोटल नंबर ऑफ डिस्टिलरी ऑपरेशन डेज. इस साल डिस्टिलरी पूरे साल इसलिए नहीं चल पाएगी बिकॉज हमको यू नो वी कुड नॉट मेक एंटायर बी हेवी क्वांटिटीज.
Okay.
This year our number should be, shall be this quarter, FI mein kitna kehta humne?
Humne bhi kiya 3 rupees a kg ka realization.
Total quantity value kitni?
That I'll have to check.
We'll let us get back to you on the exact value because it, but it's not...
Approximately,
sir, last email ID, if you give us your email ID, we'll just share with you the number, please.
Okay. Should I give my email ID right now?
Bata dijiye, sir, please.
Sanjeev, S-A-N-J-E-E-V.
Haan ji.
Dot D-A-M-A-N-I.
Daman.
Haan ji.
@gmail.com.
This is very simple, Sanjeev. Chali, thank you.
Nahi, nahi. So kind of you, sir. Aap bahut cooperative hain. और सर अब हमें ये थोड़ा लग रहा है कि क्या हम गवर्नमेंट में रिप्रेजेंटेशन दे सकते हैं कि 19.5 रुपए में वो हमसे ईएनए ले रहे हैं तो फिर हम लोगों का कैसे सस्टेनेबिलिटी होगा सर
सर बिल्कुल दीजिए हम लोग तो रोज ये तो हम लोगों का मतलब आई थिंक मंथली डिस्कशन का पॉइंट है फिर भी कह रहा है से वी होप यू नो गवर्नमेंट लिसंस टू योर गुड एडवाइस
ठीक है सर थैंक यू वेरी मच सर थैंक यू
थैंक
यू धवानी सर
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Udit.
Good afternoon, sir. So I want to ask you, sir, is the worst behind us? So in terms of, our recovery is now improving. Pricing is still a problem, but otherwise, it's like on a company level, on the numbers level, is the worst behind us?
Well, we are feeling, other than the fact that we had lower sales because of lower quota, margins are better with it. We do believe we are on the right path and right track. We do see some green shoots in our businesses. So we don't think we have any major capexes lined up. So we believe we have a good sort of, we have good times coming. But, you know, that would be what we can do, we are doing with it.
Yes, sir. And sir, if we compare the June quarter that is now ongoing versus the last year, the molasses and the ethanol will be there in the current June quarter as well, sir?
We did give you the stock and we are running our distilleries. Now, there's the breakup at what time, how much, when it will be B and when it will be C. But, you know, the tenders are going to be out, so there's a little bit of little planning which has to be done. Also, we have to take some time out because of our grain conversion. So this kind of fine-tuning is happening, but the molasses that we have in stock will be converted into ethanol in this current financial year. Which quarter, how much will get converted, we won't be able to tell you the exact amount. But please do keep a watch on the sugar prices. You know, we shared our cost of production, you know our stock numbers. And if the MSP increases, which probably this should after the elections, and you know, people who have adequate stock should have that benefit.
And so what is the current sugar price that we are selling at?
In the month of March, our average was about 38.75 for the financial year. In March itself was about 38.5. In April, the prices are in the region of 39.5.
Our prices are generally higher than the others, from what I have noticed from the others. So what the refined sugar is the reason for this?
Both refined sugar and the value addition which we are trying to do with different institutions and things like that, the product mix and refined sugars.
Okay. And so this ethanol, that grain you said, we should start in this calendar year?
That is, we are quite hopeful. We should be able to start in this calendar year.
And sir, any other major capex that you're looking at apart from this grain-based distillery?
So what we said, they just nominated basically marginal capex to replace old machinery or some, you know, debottlenecking here and there, nothing major.
And so this institutional sales or these pharma sugar sales, how much as a percentage of our total sugar are we looking at?
So going forward, we want to keep on increasing our market share. This year, we probably will be about a 20% market share. In this current financial year, we could have about a 20% plus market share, could be a little higher. But going forward, we do hope that this, you know, again, too early to give numbers. In this entire institutional sale volume started coming in for this sugar season. And this sugar season, the new sugar as per quota, we could only start selling from about December, January.
15,000 tons in quarter. to the institution.
So we are getting a sizable, we are making inroads, and you know, to give exact numbers and percentages on the quotas is a little difficult at this stage. But every quarter we will try to give you all some sort of an indication as to how we are faring here.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Goel for closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for all your questions and for attending our conference call. Please, as usual, if you have any questions which we haven't been able to answer, please do contact us on our email and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.